Today at Quirinam, October 7th, Sun 1, which is our Monday. Might not be yours, but here we are. We finished a three-day retreat where we have reflected upon what we did, what we are going to do, and if it's the right thing that we want to remember in our past. Beautiful. Homa today, invoking Lord Hanuman to carry Iravan Temple, 3,200,000 pounds of stone from Bangalore, India, to the Garden Island, Kauai, and place it gently down upon the foundation, which we hope to be built next April or May. Well, we have a lot to be grateful for. I'm grateful for health, grateful for happiness, grateful for sadness, because sadness teaches us the wonderful message not to do over again what made us sad, or to look at life in a different way. If we understand reincarnation, if we understand the law of karma, that we send out prana from ourselves and it manifests good, bad, mixed, then comes back to us. If it's involved with other people, it comes back to us for other people. If it is involved with animals, it comes back to us for animals. If it is involved with situations, we create situations we have to face in the future. We accept karma and accept reincarnation. We can rationalize many of the experiences of life. Well, we have a wonderful invitation, and I'm sending our Acharya Pali Swami to a conference on AIDS sponsored by the Ford Foundation, and he will collaborate with Ma Jaya Shakti Bhagavati, a worker for AIDS patients who has an ashram who handles the sadness of the AIDS patients. But we have a different look at AIDS. We look at any terminal disease where you know that the end is in view, you are blessed. Any terminal disease such as cancer or old age, we're all born with a terminal disease, and that's death. We don't know when it's going to happen. But when your doctor tells you, or when you intuitively know that it's going to happen, you are blessed to know when the door is open to go into the next world. Therefore, you can prepare yourself by thinking good thoughts, by mending old hurts and fears. No one who knows that they're going to die, and that's the D word, that's a dirty word, that they're going to make a transition into a new life that is beyond this life, that's a happy life, that's a free life, because it's a life that's been prepared for. How do you prepare to move on? Well, how do you prepare to move from an old house into a new house? There are a lot of things you have to throw away. And maybe it hurts to throw them away, but they don't fit into the new house because you're buying new furniture. You become nouveau rich and you're not carrying the past behind you. Everyone is blessed who has a terminal illness, and they know the day is drawing near to move into a new house with new furniture and old friends. Who are the old friends? Those that have gone on before you. They will meet you there. They'll meet you there, mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts and uncles and friends of all kinds will be there to greet you. So we look at terminal illness from the Hindu point of view, from the point of view of Sanatana Dharma, as a blessing, a great reward of some kind. A reward that you do not hang on the wall and barely look at after you have hung it on the wall, but a reward that brings you the energy and brings you the inspiration to pass through that door out of the old house into the new house. After all, We are not the physical body. We live in it, but we are not it. We are a soul that's pure, untouched, unfettered, unmarred, unscarred. We're a pure soul. Somehow or other, and don't ask why, living in a physical body surrounded by emotions, some of which we can control and others which we can't control, with an intellect maybe clouded with opinionated knowledge and opinions of others that may be right and may be wrong, but that's the intellect. But the superconscious, the intuitive mind of the soul, is released when we prepare for the transition to move on into that new house. So, if anybody out there in cyberspace is with Ma Jaya Sakti Bhagavati, great soul, dedicated her life to helping those make the transition, cross that bridge. If you're listening or watching, clean up the past. Don't drag old things along with you. Write everything down on a piece of paper. Burn it up and let it go. Now, for some, it might take 1,000 pieces of paper, others only 500, and maybe others who've lived a really promiscuous life, 5,000 pieces of paper, 8.5 by 11, and sentences very close together, but do it anyway. Clear the emotion out of the experience, because we are here to have experiences. And we are here to understand the experience, but how to take the emotion of the experience out of the experience so that we can understand the experience is called the Vasana Daha Tantra. Write the experience down as many times as it takes and burn it up. Watch the flame come up. You will know that you are released, and pretty soon you will write the same experience you cried about. You'll write the same experience you were angry about. You'll write the same experience that frustrated you, and you will have no frustration, no anger, no tears. It'll look at you as if you were reading somebody else's life. That is the way to unleash the baggage. Let the sandbags go out of the balloon so that you can soar. I'm seeing you in cyberspace. So many faces. Well, there's Eileen from Kalaheo. Aloha, Eileen. And there's Tanabalan again. And Jiva in Bangalore. Oh, so many wonderful faces. I'll be seeing you in cyberspace in our very familiar place through your computer screen. We love you and know that you love everyone.